We know. You want to hear about the secret sauce. If you skip the introduction, no judgment, we do it all the time. We talked about redefining both anxiety and happiness as the cornerstone of our healing process, aka the secret sauce. It's the magical ingredient that changes everything. Kind of like chocolate chips. So let's begin with anxiety, which is why you're here. What is anxiety? Did hearing that heading make your heart beat a little faster? Reading it sure did. We could talk to you right now about the medical definition of anxiety, but that makes us really anxious. So here you'll find our slightly less threatening take. To us, anxiety is like bouillabaisse. You've tasted it. You'd recognize it if you saw it. But if asked to make it, you wouldn't be exactly sure of all the ingredients. In fact, we're arguing over them right now. We've agreed on the seafood, the tomato base, and that yummy bread on top. But what about all those spices? And how do you make that broth? Similarly, we know the main component of anxiety is fear. But there are plenty of hidden ingredients there, too. A little depression, obsession, catastrophizing, for example. And for each of us, the broth will be just a little different. Some of us are panic sisters. Some of us are worry sisters. Some of us grapple with phobias. Some of us do all of the above. Anxiety is the whole stew because those ingredients tend to mesh and merge. Anxiety begins in your body and quickly takes over. For some of us, it stays like this, an uneasiness that hangs over us and keeps us from completely engaging in our lives. We may not be able to explain what is wrong, but something definitely is off. Doctors call this generalized anxiety disorder, or GAD. We call it the worry cloud. Many anxiety sisters have described this cloud as a sense of restlessness or irritability, like you've had too much coffee. Other anxiety sisters report feelings of dread, doom, apocalypse, and so on. A common theme is the sense of being on high alert all the time. There's just no settling down. For others, this worry cloud can be far more severe. A fleeting thought, such as, "My son sneezed before school this morning," takes on epic proportions. "He's going to be so sick," and becomes obsessive. Doctors call this catastrophic thinking, when the brain turns a sneeze into viral meningitis.
I worry about money all the time. I don't just watch what I spend. I really worry that one thing will lead to another, that we'll end up in trouble. Last year, our daughter needed expensive therapy, and I couldn't sleep. I kept thinking we'd run out of money. What if one of our other kids needed the same treatment? My husband kept trying to assure me that we were going to be okay, but I couldn't stop worrying. I was exhausted and short with everyone around me. Andrea, age 45. My body gets very stiff. It feels like it could break apart. Like I could just be snapped in half. No matter what I do, I can't seem to relax my body. I walk around feeling brittle. It's a hard feeling to describe. And it is really uncomfortable. Paula, age 67.
When anxiety escalates from a general uneasiness to a more intense episode, normal functioning goes out the window. This is what many folks refer to as a panic attack. We prefer the kinder, gentler term spinning, because when our brains hear the word panic, they think it's a command. The way panic expresses itself varies from person to person. For Mags, it's all about the stomach, dry heaving, diarrhea, and extreme nausea, with a healthy dose of dizziness. It feels like a bad case of food poisoning or a stomach flu. For me, it's a more traditional blend. Shortness of breath, rapid heartbeat, dizziness, burping, and a teaspoon of hand numbness.